'Twas homeward bound one night on leap, slung in my hammock fast asleep. I had a dream which I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his bold crew. 'Twas as we neared the English shore, I heard a lady sadly deplore. She wept aloud and seemed to say, "Alas, my husband is so long away." 'Twas 7 years since that ship of fame, first bore by a husband across the main, with hearts undaunted and courage stout, to seek a Norwest passage out, to seek a passage around the pole, with 100 seamen brave and bold, with hearts undaunted and courage true. 'Tis what no man on earth can do. There's Captain Osborne of Scarborough town, brave Perry and Winslow of high renown. There's Captain Ross and many more, in vain they cruised round the Arctic shore. They sailed east and they sailed west, off Greenland's coast where they thought the best. Mid hardships and dangers they vainly strove, on mountains of ice their ships were hove. In Baffin's Bay, where the whalefish blows, is the fate of Franklin no one knows. 10,000 pounds I would freely give to learn that my husband still did live, and to bring him back to the land of life, where once again I could be his wife. I'd give all the wealth that I e'er shall have, but I think, alas, he has found a grave. A voice within that I can control is assurance to me of his peace of soul. O Arctic seas, what you have sealed at Judgment Day shall be revealed.